With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. You may have noticed increased police in the old Walkerville area Friday afternoon. The Greater Essex County District School Board has confirmed that Windsor police were called to Walkerville Collegiate Institute after a threat was received at around 1 p.m. Spokesman Scott Scantlebury says the threat was of low credibility, but officers stayed on scene until classes were dismissed. Windsor police were also on the riverfront in the downtown core after a body was found Friday. The body was found in the river off Riverside Drive West and Ferry. No additional information has been made available. Police have arrested a 21-year-old man on stunt driving charges. It happened at a large gathering of vehicles last Saturday night on Wheelton Drive in Windsor. A BMW was found with extensive damage and other vehicles were leaving when police arrived. After viewing footage, the driver of an Audi was ordered to return and was arrested. A person has been badly burned outside a New York City courthouse after setting himself on fire. ABC News reported that it happened outside of the courts where former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is going through jury selection. The man was badly burned and was rushed to hospital in critical condition. There's no word on if the incident was connected to Trump's trial. The letter F does not stand for fabulous when it comes to Windsor's financial transparency. A new report by the C.D. Howe Institute gave Windsor, London, and Hamilton failing grades. The Institute looked at 2022 municipal budgets, and the city got the F for approving it without numbers following correct accounting procedure. Ontario is providing less than $2 million for improving primary health care in Windsor, Essex. Windsor Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie says it'll serve another 8,000 people.
We know that you are getting frustrated with the pace of access to care, and that's why we are making the investments to make sure that you have someone you can go see as quickly as possible close to home.
Erie Shores Healthcare's mobile clinic travels throughout Windsor, Essex to underserved areas. Some of you may have gotten a child care payment beginning Friday. The Toronto Star reports that non-taxable Canada Child Benefit payments for some lower and middle income families began going out. The CCB has been in place since 2016, replacing the universal child care benefit. Essex Windsor EMS wants your help in mapping the locations of public AED defibrillators. Chief Justin Lammer says increasing those devices and spreading knowledge will help save lives.
We know that up to 75%, if applied within the first minute, the survivability with cardiac arrest drops by 10% every minute thereafter. So the sooner we can get it on, the better.
To report an AED location, download the PulsePoint app. This will help 911 callers find the location of the nearest defibrillator. In sports, the Tigers take on Minnesota at Target Field Friday night. The Blue Jays are on the West Coast visiting the Padres. Austrian Sepp Straka and Americans Tom Hoge and Colin Morikawa share the lead in the second round of the RBC Heritage Open in South Carolina at 11 under par. Your Windsor weekend weather, some clouds, windy and plus 5 Friday night, wind gusts around 50 kilometers per hour. Mostly cloudy Saturday, windy and 11, fair and plus 1 Saturday night, sunshine at 16 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.